This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, betting on who won't make the Biden VP choice. Since they're still in Las Vegas, there's probably a betting line on the odds for various women being picked as Joe Biden's choice to join him on the ticket as a candidate for vice president. Despite all of the arguments and soothsaying by the pundits about this and that, no one knows anything for sure other than the announcement is coming soon and that Biden will, in fact, nominate a woman as he's pledged. Having absolutely no inside information, but still being an avid reader of the news, I'm just going to have some fun and make the case for women who have been on the list, but for my measly 2 cents, are not going to make it to the winner's circle. Senator Elizabeth Warren is in the top 5 on all of the speculative lists, but she won't make it. He believes the left has nowhere to go but to vote for him. My bet is that he has made sure that she has stayed in the final rounds in order to send a message to left liberals that she and they will have an important voice in his administration. That means a lot, frankly, but it doesn't mean he's going to take a chance of there being a stronger voice than his in the White House. Stacey Abrams, the almost governor of Georgia and a former state legislator, was touted early, but I'm betting you don't go from a state legislator to VP in one leap. Atlanta's Mayor Bottoms is also getting some attention and was supposedly touted by ex-President Bill Clinton. But you also don't go from mayor to VP in politics, as Michael Bloomberg and Bill de Blasio recently learned, and John Lindsay, another New York City mayor who tried to grab the brass ring, could have told them. I would also bet that Susan Rice, the former National Security Advisor for President Obama, will not get the nod because she's never run for elective office. Having no experience on the campaign trail of any kind should be a disqualifier for VP for sure. I also doubt that Representative Val Demings from Florida will be called to the ticket, both despite the fact and because of the fact that she was a former police chief. Too much baggage. The same things and more have sunk any outside chance for Senator Amy Klobuchar as the former DA in Minneapolis, along with her record in the primary. Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin and Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan would surprise me. He needs them working to make sure their states are in his winning column, so it's worth showing them some love on the list, but a mistake to take them out of the field and put them on planes. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth would also surprise me, since Illinois is firmly in the D column, and it's hard to believe that Biden thinks adding her would give him the vote of veterans. Wow, I've somehow knocked off 9 women from the list, and there are probably that many and more still in the running. Congresswoman Bass from California is touted heavily, and Senator Kamala Harris, also from California, I mentioned. But I don't know that Harris can take it for many reasons, though somehow I'm rooting for a black woman for VP, so we'll see soon enough. It's fun to speculate, but I'll just be happy with about anyone to get this show on the road to November 3rd. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.